Guarantee the car will be here, Duke laughed. I may look like a rube. In fact, I may even be one, but I sure as hell ain't that stupid. You show me the car with the proper paperwork, and if it all checks out, I'll give you the money. Tony had to admit Duke would have to be an imbecile to give him the money without the car. Okay, you've got a deal. I'll have the car here tomorrow morning. But can you stake me some money for a motel room or something, on good faith? You're already into me for 740. Tony pulled off his ring. Here, this is a 14-carat gold ring with over 3 carats of diamonds. I paid 1800 for it in New York. You hang on to this for the night. I told you, I'm not running a pawn shop here. Okay, I'll sell it to you for 500. Duke held out his hand for the ring. He looked it over and went back to the computer. A few seconds later, he said, I'll give you 100 for it. 100? Jesus, I thought you guys were honest out here. 100. Tony held out his hand. Make it 20s. All right, Ace, we're all set. Tony walked over to the bench in front of the office where Mickey was sitting. Tony sat down next to him. I sold my car to Duke.
You did what?
I sold him my car. Son of a bitch drove a hard bargain, but we've got our seed money.
You sold him your car?
Any port in the storm.
How could you sell him your car? It's in Miami.
Technically, it's not a done deal until he sees the car, but it's clean. He'll like it.
How's he going to see the car?
I'm going to get my cousin to bring it here. If I can talk her into leaving tonight, she'll be here first thing in the morning.
I can't believe you did that. He actually agreed to buy your car?
Sure did. I smooth-talked him right into it.
So what do we do until morning?
There's a little mom-and-pop motel by the highway. Duke said he'd give us a ride there.
How do we pay for that? I only have $37 left on my card.
I sold Duke my ring.
Tony held up his hand for Mickey to see.
I've got $100. That should be enough for a room.
Mickey shook his head. You are fucking amazing. Tony wasn't sure if that was a compliment or not.
I am not letting those sleazy bastards get away with my money.
Well, remember, I'm just the chauffeur. I'll take you on down the road, but that's it. I wait for you at the airport.
Sure, Ace, no problem. You just get me in the vicinity of those assholes and I'll take care of the rest.
And I get my share right off the top.
Off the top, my word.
Tony pulled out his phone.
I gotta call Gina.
Mickey stood up and walked away.
Gina, how's the house tonight?
It's good, Tony. What's up? Gina asked suspiciously.
I got a little problem here. I could use some help.
Where's here?
Meadville.
Where the hell is Meadville?
Near Tallahassee.
Tallahassee? What are you doing there?
It's a long story. I just need your help right now.
Gina sighed.
What is it, Tony?
I need you to do me a favor. Will you drive my car up here?
What?
Will you bring my car to me?
Your car? If your car is here, how did you get to Meadville?
I chartered a plane.
You're kidding.
Nope. It was Marvin's idea.
So that loser is in on this thing, too?
No, he just knew about the pilot.
Gina would never help if she thought Marvin was involved.
Why do you need your car?
It's a long story, but I sold it to the guy who runs the airport here.
You sold it?
Like I said, it's a long story. Now I need it here right away.
Are you crazy?
Gina, I don't have time to fuck around right now. Will you just help me out here?
Tony, I'm not driving your car to Meadville or wherever the hell you are.
You gotta help me out here, Gina.
Why? What's going on?
You'll just get pissed if I tell you. Why can't you just help me out?
You're right. I probably will get pissed. But I'm not doing anything until I know what is going on.
Tony paused.
You still there? Asked Gina.
Well, you know I was doing a little side work with the Rodriguez brothers.
I knew it. I knew it. I told you that you would end up with your ass in a sling.
Will you shut up and let me explain?
Gina clenched her teeth.
Go on.